Welcome back to Become a Calm Mama. I'm your host. I'm Darlene Childress. I'm a life and parenting coach. And a couple of weeks ago, I did a series on being on the same page with your co-parent. And I mentioned in that episode different parenting styles. And I realized that I haven't really done an episode just on parenting styles themselves. I've talked a little bit about permissive parenting and traditional parenting, but what I wanted to do on this episode is really kind of lay out in parent education the four primary parenting styles and then kind of give you some ideas about how to become more aware of yourself. So I'm going to jump right into this. Now, when we talk about parenting styles, it's very easy for anyone to think like, okay, what kind of parent are you? What style are you? And, or if you're like in a co-parenting situation, you're like, you are a permissive parent or something like that. You want to judge others. And I actually want to frame this conversation and help you see that the type of parenting styles, they're not in separate silos. They're more like a spectrum. And all of us, I think, at certain times in our parenting, fall into one of these types of styles. And if you are outside of what you where you want to be in this connected parenting that I teach you, and in the model that we're going to talk about today, it's the authoritative parenting style. So this is sort of like the centered, balanced space that we're all working towards as parents. And then sometimes we kind of slip into a more authoritarian type of parenting where we are more about control or power and, you know, really being super direct and not taking into our kids' feelings and emotions and what's going on for them. That can become when you're seeing yourself more like, oh, look at me, I'm being really controlling, or I'm, you know, being, you know, really kind of mean or something like that, right? So if you see yourself there, I want you to just notice that. And I'm going to go into like what to do if you notice that. But you might see yourself slipping into this like hyper control, or you might see yourself slipping into more of a permissive or a what we call neglectful parent or uninvolved parent. I hate the word neglectful because it's so sharp and mean sounding. But essentially, the other types of parenting are more of a permissive, where instead of trying to get control back, you act as if you don't have control and you let control go. So that would be a permissive parenting. And then a detached, I actually think of it as detached or disengaged. So this neglectful parent is more like, I don't care what happens, right? I'm not involved. I this is too much for me. And the parent can detach. So I share this real quick before we even get into the details of each one, because I really want you to see that there are moments in your parenting where sometimes you are more authoritarian. And there are moments in your parenting where you might be more permissive. There are also going to be times in your life where you might be unengaged. And that those periods of time don't make you a bad parent. So while we're talking about the different styles, if you're like, oh, wow, that I do that a lot. Oh, my God, that must be so bad. Oh, my goodness, I'm such a bad parent. No, that's not helpful. All I want you to see is maybe become more aware, see where you are falling and bring yourself back towards what we think of in parent education as authoritative parenting. So let me get into it a little bit, give you an idea, more specific idea about what each one is. So I'm going to go over four parenting styles. Now, these were identified by a developmental psychologist named Diana Bomren in the 1960s. She identified three main parenting styles. She was the first one to say we have the authoritarian, which is like the dictator or the drill sergeant. We have the indulgent or permissive parent. She called it indulgent. And we have the authoritative parent. And then later, a fourth was added, this neglectful or uninvolved one. So, like I said, none of us fit into one of these categories, but we do have tendencies. And I think as a parent who now has adults, I've raised adults, two of them, I can see at different periods of my life that I maybe was more authoritarian at some points. I was more permissive at others. And I actually have been unengaged and detached at other times. And I am so gentle with myself. I've just learned to be so gentle with myself and just be more curious. Like, wow, that was a period of my life where I felt very out of control and I felt very afraid. And I felt like the kids were, you know, going on a bad path. And I kind of pulled in and I got too tight and too strict and too harsh, especially in the beginning when I didn't have any tools. And then there's other times when I don't have capacity or whatever, and I'm like, I don't care, and I'm just too permissive. And those are times when my co-parent, my husband, he's like, aren't you going to do something about that? I'm like, dude, aren't you going to do something about that? But anyway, that's a different podcast. Okay. So that's the history of the different styles. So let's go into them. Authoritarian really is like a dictator. That's how I think of it. A lot of times this is called the drill sergeant. I guess you can think of it that way. But when I really think about the authoritarian parenting style, I actually think of it as traditional parenting is how I think of it. It's like, these are the rules and you must obey. And if you don't, here are the consequences. And there's no room in this model for conversations about emotions or circumstances that maybe you need support with your adults, with the parents in your lives. So the authoritarian parent wants to have a high level of control over their children. So they are not taking their kids' feelings into consideration, and they aren't allowing for sort of conversations around what was going on. Why did you act that way? Is there something else happening? Do you need support? Right? So imagine you have one kid in your family that's very impulsive and doesn't know how to regulate their emotions as well as maybe your other child. And so you have one kid who hits, right? Or screams or just kind of loses it. And then you have the other kid that's quote unquote like the good one. I don't think of it that way, but you know, they just have a little bit more access to emotional regulation. And then you have this one kid who, like, say the sibling is like kind of the non-aggressor, but that doesn't mean that they don't instigate or make comments under their breath or, you know, do some sort of slight. Like they slight their sibling, but you have this kid who's like, you know, don't yell at me, screaming back at them and like grabbing their toys and ripping up their papers and acting out their big feelings. And this in authoritarian, the parent would say, that's enough, stop it, and possibly even spank that child without ever going to the child and saying, hey, you must be upset because you're hitting. What's going on? And allowing the kid to speak and to problem solve. And that conversation with the parent that's so vital for development gets shut down. So this is like the shut it down parent, right? They're like, just, you know, whatever they got to do, like, you know, to scream, yell, whatever it is. Now, most of the time, authoritarian parenting, the earlier years when the child is little, there's usually some sort of spanking going on. And that triggers a fear response in the child and ultimately makes the relationship sort of based on, I better listen or I'm going to get hurt. Possibly even physically hurt, or I'm going to get emotionally rejected. And so that that is established at some point in the parenting, and then you sort of look like you have very well-behaved kids, but what they are actually doing is they are responding from stress and fear, and they're not really responding from true mental health and actual true mental regulation or emotional regulation. So the bummer is like you have this well-behaved kid, but a lot of times that child may not be well-behaved in other environments, or they may have a lot of social skills. They have a lot of repressed emotion. They don't know how to process it. And they may show that might act out in terms of social skills. So they might be angry with their peers. They might have a lot of hostility and aggression. It could show up just as like poor self-esteem. If I don't know how to deal with my feelings and how to express them, and I don't think that they matter, I then lose my ability to believe that what I think and feel is important. What I want is important, and it starts to cut off parts of yourself when you're raised in this model. Now, I want to remind you that you may act this way sometimes, but that doesn't mean this is the type of parent you are. Or maybe you see yourself in this and you're like, I am high control. I do make all the decisions. I don't give my children room to talk and help them communicate better and learn skills. That's fine. Being aware of that and wanting to change is so important. Keep listening to this podcast. Reach out to me. Book one of those free complimentary consultations that I have so that you and I can talk about it. That's always available to you. Now, you might, when you notice yourself being in this space, what I do, when I notice that I'm being really like, I want to, you know, bring the hammer down on the kids, or, you know, really like, oh, I'm going to just give them a bunch of rules and like, I'm going to, you know, give them a big old shame lecture. I've felt this way different times. And like, I'm like, I just want to be like, what's wrong with you? Stop, you know, messing up or whatever. I tend to be, you know, because I've been practicing this type of, you know, calm mama stuff for a long time, I don't tend to act those out. But I've noticed, I'll notice that I want to. So maybe you notice that you want to come down on them really, really strong, right? Or you are coming down on your kid and you're like, that's enough. Don't you do that. This is your consequence. You're not going to Disneyland with us. And like, you're just kind of really, really strict. What I believe is that deep down, none of us want to act this way. And that most of the time, for me at least, and maybe for you, is that there's something that I'm worried about. I am worried that this behavior is going to keep going and they're not going to change and they're not going to grow. And I feel like it's an emergency and I need to shut it down or else. And I get into a little bit of a panic and I overreact. I overparent. That's when I talk about overparenting. This is where that's coming from. Usually it's love underneath because I'm worried about them and I want them to be okay. And I'm scared. And so I might come at them really, you know, too firm and without connection. I teach consequences in this model. I am okay with strong boundaries and strong follow through. But if there's the absence of emotional connection, then that means I'm too authoritarian. So you're going to be looking at it for yourself and then getting curious of like, my question for you would be, why? Why am I acting this way? What am I worried about? And then when you figure out what you're worried about, then you can set better limits and better boundaries. And maybe there does need to be some consequences for behavior, but you're going to slow your roll a little bit and come at it from that authoritative place, from that calm place, right? Once you get calm, then you connect. Once you connect, you set your limits and you follow through with your consequences. Okay. Let's get into this uninvolved or disengaged parent. So actually, no, I'm going to skip. I'm going to go to the permissive parent. I've talked a lot about permissive parenting on here because so many of us are worried that we are going to become too dictatorish, right? We're worried that we're going to be like our parents and shut our kids down, and we don't want to be mean. And we don't want to be authoritarian. And so we end up sometimes showing up too permissive. Now, you're attentive and you're warm, but your rules, you might have a lot of rules, but you don't really enforce them. So sometimes with indulgent or permissive parenting, the priority of being liked by your kid is higher than your need to be their parent. So when we are in this state of like needing our kids to feel connected to us and to like us, it can be hard, because the truth is, when you say to your child, like, you're not going to get ice cream because you spit on your brother earlier and then you kicked me, and I don't want to have to worry about you doing that at the ice cream store, so you're going to stay here with your other parent, a grandparent or babysitter or whoever, and we will see you in a little while. Now, that's a real extreme consequence. Some of you are like, what? You wouldn't take them? Huh? I wouldn't do that all the time. But yeah, I might say in the morning, guess what? I am happy to, especially if we already had the plan, right? We're all going to, you know, get ice cream later today after school, and I'd be happy to take you as long as there are no problems. So just set it up. And then they hit, kick, punch, spit, right? Act out. I say, you know, makes sense. Your big feelings, but I don't have to worry about those big feelings coming out at this place. So we're not going to take you. Now, maybe you don't do that consequence. You can do any consequence you want. Okay. But your child is going to be upset. Okay. Anytime a kid experiences a consequence, they have emotion around it because they're human beings. And they're going to, at first, feel like they're mad at you. And we want to be super neutral about it and super kind and super loving so that they can realize that it's really about their behavior and it's not about you trying to punish them or hurt them. But if you are overly worried that your kids are not going to like you, you will have a hard time enforcing consequences. So what happens when you have this permissive model is that a lot of times kids, they don't get the rules that they need in order to grow. Like they don't, you're like, okay, we'll just read books, or you can just fall asleep with me, or you don't have to brush your teeth, or it's not a big deal, no problem, it's okay. And you just kind of like, let's go get candy together, whatever. Oh, you're sad. Here's a popsicle, whatever. Then a lot of times the kids, they miss out on really important things they need to grow. They need sleep. They need healthy food. They need to brush their teeth, right? They need to wear clothes that are appropriate so they don't hurt their feet. So when we're too permissive, the problem is that our kids may not end up, you know, getting the type of safety they need. Some of the other problems with an overly permissive parent is that a lot of times the kid may not, you know, do their schoolwork or, you know, do their like life stuff, go, you know, stick to the team or whatever it is. Oh, you don't want to go today? Okay, no problem. And the child just misses out on lots of opportunities to grow and learn and become who they're meant to be. The other problem is that because this is a very child-centered, not family-centered environment, so if you think about the authoritarian, they're parent-centered. If you think about permissive, it's child-centered. I like to think of things as family-centered or community-centered, like what works for all of us, what is best for everyone, not what's best for me or what's best for you, but what's best for the group, and working together to figure that out sometimes. But if you have a kid who's very, you know, feels like they're child-centric, they go to school and the school environment is not child-centric and they don't know what to do with those that feeling of not getting their way. They don't know what to do with disappointment. They don't know how to deal with boredom. They don't know how to deal with a consequence. And so you're giving them this, they're missing an opportunity to grow their own emotional resilience. They're learning, they're losing the opportunity to self-soothe and to self-regulate because their parent is indulging and giving in. Now, I notice that I give in or am overly permissive when I am tired, when I've done a lot and I've had too much going on and I don't have the capacity to hold the children accountable for consequences or for their, you know, for boundaries or for limits. I will find myself just, you know, like, oh, who cares? It's fine, you know? And there is room for that. It's okay. It's okay to not always follow through, but I want you just to be aware if you consistently aren't following through or your children seem to be some, I mean, all children are going to look to us like entitled and selfish because they are children. They are egocentric. But when you are noticing that you're like, okay, you guys can have, you know, snack after you've tidied up and like put your shoes in the shoe bin, something small like that. And then they're like, I'm so hungry, mama. And they're crying. And they're like, you told us you were going to give us brownies. And now you're making us put your shoes away. And you have a boundary. You're like, I will give you brownies once you guys have cleaned up, just so we can move the afternoon along. And then they start crying. And then you go, okay, fine. And you give them the snack first. And then from snack, you know, you're a parent, they immediately go run around and they have all the energy and you're like, oh no, I gave them too much sugar and now they don't want to clean up. Let's burn off the sugar. And then you burn off the sugar and then you're like, oh, now it's time to go. And you keep kind of excusing the behavior because you aren't comfortable with their resistance or you're making excuses for how come they're acting that way. The problem with permissive parenting is it leads to resentment. Because then all of a sudden you're like, I'm doing everything around here. These kids don't know how to do anything. And it can be super frustrating. And so noticing, okay, I'm tired today. I don't care. Here's a brownie, whatever. But if you start to see that resentment coming in, if you start to see yourself kind of, oh, wow, we have some patterns here in my family where my children really aren't listening to me. You want to pull away from permissive parenting and move back into that center authoritative model, the calm mama model. So some of us, we fail or like not fail, but we're weak in connection and some of us are weak in limit setting. So noticing where's my gap here? And for me personally, it has changed at different periods of my life. If I'm going through a ton of really hard things in my life, then I might be more permissive. Or if I'm feeling very stressed, I might become more authoritarian and more controlled. So you can swing. It's okay. But find that balance back in the center between connection and limit set and correction, all kind of together. And the way that you get there is through calm every time. Go back, take care of yourself, become aware, self-regulate, take a beat, check in with yourself, self-love, compassion, all of that. All right, so where does this neglectful or uninvolved or disengaged parent come in? For me, I've noticed that there are times when I don't have capacity to connect or limit set. So that's how I see it. It's like you've got the authoritarian, too many consequences, right? Over correction. You've got the permissive parent, over connection, not enough limit set. Then you have this quote unquote neglectful parent. Uninvolved, disengaged. This is the parent who's like, I'm not connecting emotionally, nor am I setting limits or following through with consequences. Now, I have been here, particularly when I have experienced death in my family or in my life. There are have been periods, so I had three people very close to me die within 3 years of each other. And that was intense, I'll tell you that. And it was like, you just get over one, and then I was like, my very good friend Jenny died, and then a year later my mom died, and then a year later my sister died. And I got better about grief, but the first time when Jenny died, it was like I was gone. I was completely uninvolved. I was completely disengaged. I was unattached at that time. And it was hard for me, but because of my kids, right? I felt worried about them. And I actually ended up during that season of time allowing other people to love me and love my kids. I let Kevin, my husband, step in more and be a parent too. And those were good experiences for my kids. They became more resilient when I wasn't kind of right in the center spoke, right? Of like the center of the wheel and making sure all of the life went, you know, in a circle, right? Got going. There's been a few times in my life where I am checked out. And this might happen to you because of something in a circumstance. It could happen because of an illness. It could happen because you are going into your own trauma and you're doing some deep healing. It could happen because of your own mental health and you might be struggling deeply with depression or anxiety. And like that's, I think, what was true for my mom is that she was neglectful because of her own depression. And so it's like, she didn't have resources back then she didn't know, and she wasn't diagnosed with depression until I was already in college. She didn't receive any medicine until I was in college, and it actually transformed her life, and she was much more present. So if you are struggling, this could also happen because of drugs or alcohol. So most of the time, a neglectful, uninvolved, disengaged parent isn't like a person who doesn't give a shit. Like, that's just not true. It's a person, a human, who's struggling to take care of themselves, and they don't have the capacity to take care of someone else. So obviously we don't want to raise our kids in that environment long-term. Temporarily makes sense. Noticing yourself in that place, getting some support, getting some help, reaching out, and then going back to, okay, now the ship, we're not at sea, we're not being tossed in these waves, we're kind of settling, and then you can then go to connect. That's where you want to land after being in a period of time where you're unattached. I want you to focus on connection. Don't worry about limits, don't worry about consequences, that'll come. Connect, 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 heal, 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 and then the limits and consequences will come really easily. Okay, so those are the three that are quote unquote, like what I read when I was researching this, it was like the gold standard of parenting is authoritative. Woohoo. The one that you're learning on this podcast. And I was like, okay, so there's a gold standard, like this article from Parents Magazine, the gold standard. I'm like, well, what do we call the other ones? I don't know. I just think of it as a spectrum. Like I said, you've got authoritarian on one side, permissive on the other, authoritative in the middle. And then this neglectful one, I think you're like off the spectrum, like you're below it because you're actually not parenting. So we want to get back to the middle. And I think of it instead of like, if you think about authoritarian or the word authority, one model says, I am the authority, right? That's the authoritarian. I am the authority. You are not the authority to the child, right? Then the permissive is like, you are the authority to the child. By the way, terrifying, because the children are like, I'm a little kid. I should not be in charge. So we have, you know, I am the authority or the child is the authority. And then with authoritative, I think of it as like, I have the authority. I hold it. I am the adult. I am the grown up. I have it for now. And the whole process of adolescence is handing the authority of someone's life over to them. So we want our children to always feel really, really safe with us, that we have the authority within us and that we are always like with our, you know, that we've got it together. They can trust us. And that we are here guiding. Sometimes there's like this, this parenting philosophy called the lighthouse parenting. And it's like, I don't really understand it, to be honest, because it doesn't make any sense to me. Cause like the boats are in the water and you're the lighthouse. So you're just blinking. I don't know, but whatever. The idea with this lighthouse parenting is like being the guide. And I'm like, but I'm on the boat with the children. I don't know. anyway, but I want my kids and I want your kids to feel very safe with you, that you have the, you know, that you understand the world and that you're going to take care of them and that you know best. You have to believe that. And that there's room for them, that their thoughts and feelings matter, that your relationship with them is more important than winning or controlling or being liked. That you want your children to understand that whenever you set a boundary and you follow through on it, whenever you have a limit or they experience a consequence, that you are approaching that very thoughtfully, very respectfully, and that you're going to communicate it and then allow them to share their negative feelings with you. It's okay for them to be mad at you, and it's okay for you to have rules. So it, and that actually feels very, very good to your children. The authority, right? Having the authority, I think of sometimes like having the wisdom too. Like if I am aware and I'm not trying to get control and I'm not afraid and I'm not, you know, in this negative space and I'm like, God, this bedtime thing is a disaster. Then I can start to step back from it with my wisdom and I can set some boundaries. These kids are not like cleaning up or they're not, you know, they're not listening. Whatever it is that's not happening, I'm going to approach the situation is knowing I have the authority. I can fix this. I can help my children learn and grow. Now, what's cool about this type of parenting, this is what you've been learning on this podcast. So like, don't worry. You don't have to like go find another podcast on what's authoritative parenting. Like we're doing it. Okay. But what's cool is that ultimately the child ends up with a good relationship with themselves because they understand their thoughts and feelings because you've helped them understand them and they feel validated. They have a good relationship with you because you haven't shut that down through control. And they have a good relationship with others because you've taught them how to take into consideration the effects that their behavior has on other people. So you end up helping this child become more responsible, managing their aggression, having a high self-esteem, self-confidence, self-regulation, having good relationships with others, clearly expressing their emotions because they've been able to practice. These kinds of kids tend to be more respectful and more responsible. This is what we're doing here. So you can trust that you've already made a choice to be an authoritative parent. And what's cool is that over time, you're, like I said, you're going to hand authority to your children. You're going to give them the power over their lives by asking really good questions and letting them try things and letting them make mistakes and fail and all of that. And so that ends up creating a person who feels really confident with themselves, which is super, super cool. So that's what we're doing. So now if you are parenting your kids and you notice yourself being highly controlling or letting go control or disengaging, then you have moved off of the spectrum that we want to be in. You've moved out of that authoritative parenting and you're off balance. No problem. Double down on connection, double down on limit set. Either way, if you find yourself in that neglectful, unattached, you need to double down, triple down, quadruple down on calm. So if you're new to this podcast, what I'm talking about is the Calm Mama process. Calm, connect, limit set, correct. if you have these four buckets in your life, in your parenting, and you're balancing between them, you are authoritative. You are doing it well. Gold standard, as the Parents Magazine said. So this podcast is an invitation to you to reflect on yourself, not in general, but just in like, where are you right now? Where are you like, yeah, no, I'm good. I'm like right in the middle. I'm connecting. I'm setting boundaries. I'm following through some consequences. It's pretty good. Kids are good. Everyone's listening. I'm feeling pretty regulated. I'm not overly stressed. Great. Okay. You're fine. If you're like, nope, I'm barking, I'm yelling, I'm controlling, I'm giving rules and I'm threatening a lot. Oh, maybe you have slipped into that authoritarian model. Or, I just keep bribing them. I'm not really following through. I'm, overindulging. Okay, great. No problem. Maybe they need to double down on limits and consequences and figure out some new routines. If you are in that detached space, I want you to get some support. Reach out to me, reach out to a therapist, reach out to somebody in your life who you can be like, I'm drowning, your partner, and get some support because your kids need you. And they love you and they want you to be well. I want you to be well. I do. So much. I just care about you so much. And I know we all struggle. I know sometimes we're overly permissive. I know sometimes we're overly controlling. I know sometimes we're detached. And I just want you to have so much love and grace for yourself. And just become aware and then move as gently as you can towards that balanced state. Okay, if you need any help with any of this, please reach out. I would love to talk to you no matter what. Like, you don't have to work with me. You can just meet me and it's kind of fun. But I can tell you about my programs and I love to like get to know you, get to know your family and all of that. So reach out, book a consultation with me. We can go from there. Otherwise, this week, super gentle with yourself, super calm mama, and just keep working at it. All right. I will talk to you next week.